Returning now to the art of oncology, what happened with the discussions with this woman?
Well, she was very, you know, intensely fearful of chemotherapy, having seen someone go through it previously, and she just really was unwilling to consider the side effects. You know, we discussed the various chemotherapy regimens that have been tested with Herceptin, including the 9-anthracycline-based regimens. However, she really was not interested in chemotherapy at all, despite having some recommendations from myself and others to consider it. And she felt comfortable that the efficacy of Herceptin, which had recently been demonstrated, would be sufficient in her mind to reduce her risk of recurrence when given in combination with endocrine therapy. So she actually opted for endocrine therapy and Herceptin. And this isn't the only case who I've treated in such a fashion off protocol within the past few months. I mean, for ladies that are in their 70s or 80s and really have small tumors, in the previous era, we would have considered them really non-ideal candidates for chemotherapy in any setting. But in the Herceptin era, they, you know, since it's relatively non-toxic, especially if it's given without chemotherapy, and if it can reduce the hazard of relapse by half, you have to consider it. It's an option.
So what hormonal therapy did you utilize?
We wound up using Arimidex just because of the first-line data from the ATTACC trial that's been out now for years.
And what schedule of trastuzumab?
We wound up using every 3 week, 6 mg/kg every 3 weeks, and we'll plan to give it for a year.
And how long has she been under treatment now?
It's been, I think, about 3 months or so.
How's she doing?
Doing well.
Any problems with the aranastrozole?
No real problems. Typical, you know, hot flashes, maybe some bone or joint complaints, but really nothing that would be dose limiting.
If she had agreed to chemotherapy and had no major, you know, issues with it, which chemotherapy would you recommend?
Well, this is a situation where, you know, the toxicity and efficacy ratio really plays a major role in these lymph node negative cases, in my view. And so I think I'm much less willing to accept a significant risk of cardiotoxicity for a lymph node negative patient as compared to a lymph node positive one that has a much higher risk of relapse and death from the disease. So this is a case where if I were to have given her chemotherapy, I would have certainly offered her, you know, a non-anthracycline-based regimen as one of the options based on the BCRG data.
Specifically TCH?
Specifically TCH.
I want to explore that a little bit. I assume this woman had a normal ejection fraction?
She did.